The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we've got a Final Four, and one of us is not packing everything today. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. Hope some of you can win your brackets. And somebody's going
to
win.
Somebody's got to.
So, yeah, fun weekend. What's going on, Hoffman?
I've made a tactical error today. And I got to the office. And I got up early this morning. I did some prep. Felt like, okay, we're going to have a good show today. Things are going to go well. Monday shows are usually pretty easy, luckily.
Yeah, there's so much sports on the weekend.
Right. So I get to the gym, and then I had a doctor's appointment. And then I get here, and I realize, well, don't have my laptop. Don't have my backpack with my laptop and all my live reads in it. Yep, just don't have it. So, not ideal. Not an ideal situation. But nothing that I don't think we can power through. So we will we'll make the best of it. Luckily, my laptop and my phone are connected, so I can basically like pull up everything that I've done on my laptop on my phone. But as you know, I like to be old school with my live reads and read them off paper.
Yeah.
All that paper's in that backpack. So my wife had to send me a text with a picture of all my live reads. So this is going to be caveman style. We're going old school here.
You can do this. I have
faith. I think we can do it, but it's just not an ideal setup is all.
No, but we've dealt with a lot worse.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Look where we work, Fred. I mean, who are we kidding?
713-780-ESPN is your number. How was your weekend? More baseball?
Oh, yeah. I think our kids were like 21-1 or something like that on the season. And they showed up on Saturday and they played like trash in their first game. Like Saturday's pool play. You play two games and you figure out where you're going to be seated for Sunday single elimination. And they played like crap, and we tied with this team. And then we finally got it together a little bit, and the second game, they won 19-4.
Okay.
And I kind of gave them like the, hey, you know, you guys, you can't just roll your helmets out and win this thing. I know you guys think you're hot noise and everything right now, but you know, you gotta get out there and grind every game, and like
the other team pays its players too.
Yeah, these guys want to win. So, you know, I kind of get shrugged off. Sure enough, we show up Sunday, two innings in, the score is 10-1. We're down.
Oh, geez.
And I gave them the cool. You guys letting us go home early. It's not so nice of you to know there's basketball on today, so now I don't have to DVR the basketball games. I can just go home and watch and take a nap. And they got kicked in the teeth, and they tried to fight back, but it was too late. We lost 11-9.
Ooh.
But it was to go out in the first round of a tournament where we were the highest-rated team, I think it kind of caught some attention, and I would not want to be the kids that have to go on to practice field in an hour. It's going to be a rough one for them.
Well, sometimes you have to go through that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's no question.
Sometimes you got to be humbled, Fred.
Yeah. Yeah.
As the Iron Sheik would say, sometimes you have to take it old country way.
Yeah.
And they took it old country way.
I did that 10K Saturday, and man, I was rolling along after six, feeling pretty good, and something went in my back. This is why getting old sucks. And I mean, it was, I don't know what the hell I did, but the last part of it was just complete torture. I even tried to walk part of it.
What kind of, the whole 10K was torture?
Well, the last 4 kilometers, because it was about six in, and I was moving along at a pretty good pace and feeling really good about life. And all of a sudden, and I'm like, oh God, this hurts.
On your knee?
On my back.
Back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an old man problem.
It is an old man problem. And I don't know if I kind of took a weird step, because, you know, there's potholes and everything. I don't know if that did it, but I managed to finish, but it sucked. I was awful. And then yesterday I tried to power through it and went for a long bike ride. And I feel like an old man today. I really do. Everything hurts.
Well.
But you
survived.
I swallowed a bunch of Aleve and I'm ready to rock and roll.
Good for you.
And hoping to have a very good show.
And by Aleve, you mean Jack Daniels, but your doctor might be listening.
No, I mean actual Aleve.
Okay.
That stuff is like crack for me. That's my hangover cure. That's my, okay, my back hurts, so I'm having a couple cure. I probably eat way too many of them, but they work.
Did you smoke a bunch of weed since your back was hurting?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's usually a good help.
that helped.
Too.
That helped, but it also helped me sleep on it.
Yeah,
which was a big deal. But you know,
not that I partake. But if I ever have back spasms, sometimes I think about eating weed, and then I feel better.
Yeah, yeah. I
don't do that.
I thought about it, and then thought about it a lot last night.
It's positive thinking, really. Is
yeah.
what it is.
And I was fine. I was able to sleep. My back didn't hurt. It was all good.
I've got good news. We're not taking phone calls today. The screen is down.
Yeah, it's completely
pitch black.
My computer's acting up, so I have to restart it.
Oh, darn.
And now you have that rape helmet on there. Well done, John. 713-780-ESPN. So your thoughts on the Final Four as someone who's been watching this all season?
My thoughts on the Final Four are, A, it's awesome that Loyola's there. And if anybody tells you otherwise,
that is such an anti-Hoffman take.
No, it's not. I mean, it's that when in football, it's different. Can we agree the quality of play in the Missouri Valley Conference in basketball is different? I mean, relative to, let's say, the SEC power five schools in football, the Missouri Valley Conference in basketball, the talent level is not as, there's not as much of a difference between the Missouri Valley and the SEC in basketball.
I think maybe not at the top, certainly. They don't play as tough a schedule, but
right.
at the top.
But like, there's,
and some of these teams that have kids that stick around for 4 years versus one and dones. I mean, it's more balanced. You can see something like this, and we've seen it with Butler and VCU.
Take Sam Houston football, for instance, that's a good example. Sam Houston's best kid probably wouldn't be recruited by Alabama. You know what I mean? But in college, because there's, you know, Alabama, what do they got, 100 guys they can bring on, 90 scholarships or
85.
Whatever? 85, okay. So they bring on 85 guys.
And all 85 of those guys are the stars of their team.
Right. They're all the, I mean, these are the best guys.
They're tremendous.
They're tremendous. And then, you know, 85, how many great high school players are there in the country? You spread that around. When you think about basketball, you got 15, 16 scholarships. And, you know, there's just a lot more. Let's say there's the same amount of great players in high school basketball as there is football. And honestly, there probably is, because when you think about basketball, it's played. Obviously, football's played all over the country, too. But for the most part, basketball's prioritized in most parts of the country besides the southern coast and the west coast, and there's just more players to go around, and so not everybody can go to Duke or Kansas, so some of these kids go to these other schools. For instance, Clayton Custer, the kid that's the point guard for Loyola, was an Iowa State recruit, And I mean, that's a good player. You know, he's a high major talent player. I think it's a cool story. I mean, I don't know if Loyola is going to have the staying power that Wichita did when Wichita was in the Missouri Valley, but when they were kind of making that run, you know, 8-10 years ago, where they were like really trying to become a legit program, I loved watching them because they were well coached. They got good players. They didn't get the best players, but they got good players. And when you've got really good players who are coached well, you don't have to have the best players. And so it's fun to watch those guys sometimes.
And when it's one game.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, if you're playing series in these things, I think we're seeing different results.
Of
but
course.
You're not.
If you put Loyola in the ACC, they probably don't make the tournament. But it's still cool to watch. And then on the other side, Villanova's so great. And you know what? I've got egg on my face about Kansas because I've been saying I don't buy Kansas, and they proved me wrong yesterday. Especially, they came out and played probably the best game they could have played, and hit a key shot at like a March Madness type shot that sends it to overtime, and you know from there they dominated really in the overtime period, but. I still think Villanova's the team to beat. I have a hard time seeing any of these teams left beating Villanova. Villanova had what amounts to a poor game against Texas Tech, and they won by double digits.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how good they are.
They really haven't been threatened yet.
No.
And I don't think they'll get threatened in this one either. But, you know, Kansas surprised me, too. I wasn't very high on them either. But mainly because a lot of my opinions come from listening to you on these teams. But I'd love to see... And I have a lot of Michigan friends, so I apologize in advance. But I'd love to see Loyola get one more step. That'd be pretty cool.
I would, too.
All right.
But Michigan's the best defensive team left.
Yeah. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, let's talk about Cody, who last August was slinging boom boxes at a big box electronics store. And last month, Cody started his IT career making more money, working less hours. If you hate what you do, don't get boxed in. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer training or experience, no problem. Transitioning people into IT is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Congratulations are in order for Mr. Hoffman, who conquered me in our Hockey League Championship.
I've got the Fantasy Stanley Cup. I've got a big fake trophy. That I can't hold, but it's there.
It was a good battle, though.
It was
back and forth all week, and you got me by 2 penalty minutes. That was the difference in the game.
Yeah, I can't. And I had a pretty good edge on you on penalty minutes. I feel like going into the last day, you must have had a couple knuckleheads.
I picked up 2 knuckleheads just to try to catch you in that because that was the one category where I could catch you.
Like assists was the other one. You were pretty close.
But
I had so many more guys playing than you.
Yeah, and I didn't figure I could catch you there, but I thought I could get you in penalty minutes, so I picked up. 2 guys that's all they do, and neither one of them got any penalties.
And we were tied on goals against going into the day.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I could catch you on any of the other goaltending stats. I couldn't catch you on saves.
You could have
caught you on wins.
But you would have given up goals.
Right.
And so, yeah,
so then I'm trading a tie and a win it wouldn't have made any sense, really. And if I don't get the win, I'm giving up goals anyway.
Right.
So I said, I just sat my goaltenders and hoped that I...
So I did the same thing.
Wisely, yeah. I was lucky to come out on top.
I did not
have a very good team. I don't know how I did.
Well, we were talking off air. This is not my best. I should have won last year. Last year was when I had the juggernaut. But the reality is, we managed the hell out of those damn fantasy hockey teams all through the playoffs, and I was making moves up until the last day to try to get the points I needed. But yeah, I think you had about 12 more starts than I did for the week. So I picked up some. Yeah, I picked up as many players as the rules allow me to pick up, and did the best I could, but it wasn't good enough.
There's only so much.
Yeah, I thought getting the shutout was going to be huge, but it wound up not doing me any good. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And the funny part is I had a goalie just picked up for Sunday just in case you started your goalies. So I'd have one guy and try to get a win.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was a dead mortal lock. It was Dallas against Vancouver. I had their backup goalie because Bishop's out. And he got rolled. I mean, he just got destroyed. So if
my crappy goalie actually won too. So I would have would have been a wash if I would have played him either way.
Yeah, so it didn't matter.
No.
You might have won by 2 points instead of one in the end. But yeah, so that one would have backfired. But that was I was kind of waiting to see what you were going to do. 832, would you rather beat the Warriors at full strength or however you can get a win? Want to avoid, but the Warriors were hurt excuse. I don't care. I hope
why?
They're all,
however you get a win.
Yeah, I hope they're all dead. I hope every single one of them breaks.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Listen, everybody's got injuries. If you can beat them while they're down, that's the time to beat them. Good for you. No one feels sorry for, I wouldn't feel sorry for the Warriors. The Warriors don't feel sorry for you if you don't show up full strength. If LeBron shows up with a gimpy back the year that that Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving were both hurt, the Warriors didn't go, it just doesn't feel as good.
Yeah, I don't think we want this after
whatever, man. You beat who's in front of you, however they show up, and I wouldn't complain.
No.
If Steph Curry was been now. Me, as a fan of the game, I prefer to see them go at it healthy. But if you're coming from a Rockets fan's perspective, yeah, I'd actually hope that that Steph and Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson, Draymond Green all come down with the worst flu ever. But me, as someone who, I don't really have a dog in the fight, I just want to see the best teams play. I'd like to see the best, I'd like to see the Rockets and the Warriors full strength, but from a legacy standpoint, I don't think it's going to be remembered down the road. The only time I ever hear it brought up is the two Rockets championships, which is kind of unfortunate that, if Jordan would have been around. And with one of those years, that we've discussed this on the show before, it's a BS excuse because Jordan was there in those playoffs and he just didn't make it. The other time, though, whatever, if that makes you feel better, Michael Jordan would have had four in a row. Okay, that's fine. But no other championship do we go, they won that year, but if this guy would have been, no one cares about that. I think that Jordan, the 2 years of retirement, that's the only situation where it's ever brought up, isn't it?
It's the only time I ever hear it.
Yeah. So I don't think anybody's going to feel bad if Steph Curry's got a bum knee or a bum ankle come Western Conference Finals time. And if they win the championship long term, that'll eventually be forgotten.
I don't know. I think there's always somebody who's going to bring it up just because.
Probably.
I think this is the only city where that happens. I don't know if you saw this thing that Lamont just tweeted us. Opening odds to win the AFC South from Odd Shark.
All right, let's hear it.
Titans plus 400, Colts plus 400. Jaguars plus 200, Texans plus 175.
Oh boy,
I wrong? Is 2-1 on the Jaguars a really good price? 4-1 on the Colts.
I was gonna say, 4-1 on the Colts and 2-1 on the Jaguars seems like pretty good value. But yeah, if I had to fade the Titans and Texans, that's the side I would fade.
Yeah, I'll be curious if I get to Vegas and actually see those numbers on the board.
Yeah,
I'll be throwing some money at that. But
if we get to Vegas.
If we get to Vegas, yeah. Oh,
don't get me started on that.
Yeah, that's not looking good. In fact, I'll go ahead and do the quick sports map plug because Our buddy Tim Burgess wrote about that today, that the Canelo versus Golovkin rematch is in serious jeopardy because of Canelo's alleged meat-eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of other good stuff on there. Patrick Creighton weighs in on Bob McNair's latest knucklehead comments. Joel Blank's.
What?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And guess who's just rocking the site today? Patrick Creighton with his Bob McNair story.
Wow.
So not saying you guys have work.
Some things never change, Bob.
Joel Blank's got a video on Trevor Ariza. He's also got a column on that. And Ken Hoffman has the 19 new ballpark foods for those of you going out to opening day.
Okay.
We also have a story on Daryl Morey, who was on the bench this morning, talking about the season. So Josh put that up. Jermaine has had a thing on basketball, the tournament, the Rockets, everything kind of. Very cool. And Tim has the Canelo versus Golovkin rematch story.
Cool.
And I did, remember last week we were talking about Houston's most likable superstars. I did the top five.
Did you not do the least likable?
I mentioned who would be on the least likable list.
Okay.
But really, even...
Who'd you come up with for your top five?
Five was kind of hard. I wound up going with Justin Verlander over Carlos Correa.
Okay.
Because part of the... part of what I used was overall national star power.
Right. And he's got a... I mean...
Yeah. I mean, the whole Kate Upton thing.
He's got a... I mean, like... Didn't Carlos Correa propose to that chick after the World Series last year? She's pretty hot, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not... But she's not famous like Kate right. Upton is. So... I wound up going Verlander fifth, Chris Paul fourth, Deshaun Watson third, Altuve second, Watt first. Altuve could actually, the language barrier, I think, keeps him from being number one.
That almost makes him, it makes him more.
But the fact that he's that high up.
Yeah, it makes me like him more.
Yeah.
Because you know how I like Golovkin more because he talks funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like his broken English is like one of the charming things about him. I think Altuve might be more likable than JJ.
I think JJ would probably make both lists. That's how big he is.
I could see that happening.
So, yeah.
How many did you mention for your least?
I just mentioned that Harden would top the least likable list.
Uh-huh.
And that the other guys that would get on there were probably Alex Bregman and Josh Reddick.
Okay.
Reddick simply for the
woos. Because of the woos.
Yeah. And I mentioned that. But I also did mention that Bregman's still awful young. You win a World Series, it's hard to dislike you.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if you are being kind of a jerk on Twitter. So anyway, all that stuff's there. Go check it out. Really good day on the site. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Maybe squeeze in a call when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And still the memories right there. She put the breeze in my...
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
A32 says nobody mentions the year Brady went out early in the season with a leg injury. You win, you win. And then Nick says, I think the championship game between UT and Bama is remembered for Colt McCoy getting hurt in that game.
No, that's UT fan remembers
it
for that.
UT fan remembers it for that, but I don't think Bama fan,
they don't lose any sleep over that.
Yeah.
And by the way, like I always say, Colt McCoy didn't slip on a banana peel. They knocked his ass out of the game. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, he got snapped in two. Let's, this tweet from Jonathan Fagan, Rockets holding out James Harden and Clint Capella for rest tomorrow against the Bulls. Chris Paul probable, Luke Mbamute out again. So they're doing the right thing here. Squeezing a call. Joe, what's up, man?
Good day.
Hey, sports.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
You're on. Go.
Okay. Hey, well, I was listening to a while ago. Y'all were talking about the Texans at Vegas having them out in front for the AFC South, but it's not just the AFC South. They got them third most likely in the AFC to make the AFC championship game. So, barring injuries, even Vegas thinks that they're right up there at the top.
Yeah, it's so crazy to me. And Tyler sent us this thing today. Basically, the NFL teams versus with the best wins versus expected wins.
Yeah.
Since 2012. Guess who's the worst in that category? Bill O'Brien. He, in since 2012, has finished with 10.5 less wins than he was projected to.
Projected by whom?
I don't know. By Vegas, preseason. So, like, your preseason number versus what you actually accomplished.
Yeah, I think that's pretty skewered from last year, though, because otherwise he was right on par. Because they were always like 8.5 and 8, and he was always getting 9. So I think one bad year like that can skewer that number.
But still, even though they're 8.5 and 8, why all of a sudden are they third favorite to be in the AFC championship?
Yeah, I think there's a reason that number's skewered. That's all. One bad season like that can impact the whole thing. I think if you take that season out, I bet he's a plus.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they were supposed to win that. Yeah, because last year there was a -5.5, and I think he's at -3.5. So, yeah, he was a plus before last year. Don't get me wrong.
Because he's -10.5 now.
He's -10.5?
Yeah.
Okay, so he would have been...
He would have been a slight negative, I'm guessing, before last season.
I find that hard to believe, that because that means your over-under totals was 10. They've never been a 10. That's got to be based on something else. That can't be based on Vegas totals.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why I brought it up. I don't have a laptop to research it any further.
Yeah, well, I mean...
That was a foolish move by
it's
me.
It's just... It just says wins versus expectation. It doesn't say whose expectation. That's what I need to know.
Your expectations, Fred.
No, I go by Vegas.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to do it against the Vegas number, that I'll listen to.
But I think we can all agree that the Texans have been a disappointment enough years in a row now.
Yeah, I'm not taking them at 175 to win the division.
No way.
I'm not taking them as third favorite to get to the AFC championship game.
No way.
I mean, there's a lot. Even if Deshaun Watson's everything I think he is, he's still got Bill O'Brien for a coach.
Yeah.
And you still have a garbage offensive line. It's less garbagey than it was, but it's still garbage. And I don't know who your left tackle is, but he ain't in the building right now. If he is, you got real problems. JF288 says, who cares about sports? Just talk Trump for 3 hours. That's what everyone else in the world does.
I would have loved to, but... If everybody else already did it, then that seems foolish for us to do it.
Yeah, I
just wanted them to ask better questions. I expected better of Anderson Cooper. I'm a better interviewer than Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, what would you have asked?
I would have asked about Trump's dong, how big it was.
Well, I think they cut a lot of that out. Apparently, there were a lot of questions that where she got into some details.
I would have asked since Trump doesn't wear condoms with these ladies, I want to know what's his finishing move. Where's it all going then? I have a lot of questions that I feel like they should have addressed that they didn't.
I see. I may be in the.
I think the best part was Stormy Daniels. She's like, oh, I went to the bathroom for a while, and then I came out and I saw Donald on the bed perched, and I said, oh man, what have I gotten myself into? And then she said, I didn't want to have sex with him. I wasn't attracted to him, but I did it anyway because I figure, you know what? This is what I get for putting myself in this situation. It's like, geez, what a life. I mean, that's
women will sleep with you just because.
Yeah, it's like
they're in your room. Okay.
Well, I've put myself in this situation where this guy bought me dinner, and now I went to the restroom, and he came when I walked out of the restroom. He was perched on the bed. I guess I've got to do it now. I'm not attracted to him at all, and I'm not interested in him, but I guess I'll do it.
She didn't like his posture?
I guess not. That was Karen McDougal. She's all about that.
Well, I mean...
Different strokes for different folks.
But that she said that was a positive, right? I think I may be in the minority. I really don't care who the hell Donald Trump banged and when. I don't care who famous people are banging. I don't either.
I never have. But I also... didn't understand the big kerfuffle over who Bill Clinton was banging. But now that it's happened to both sides, both parties, it is funny to see how the people who didn't think it was a big deal when Bill Clinton was banging someone Now they're trying to put Trump's head on a spike. And the people who were on a witch hunt for Bill Clinton are now saying, who cares who he sleeps with? It's just funny how your rules change based on which guy's in trouble.
Who does it?
So. Yeah.
But
that's why I hate everyone.
No, that's easy.
You're all a bunch of frauds and phonies.
If you just hate everybody, it's all good. Hey, we're going to be out a lot over the next few days. We're Wednesday, right? We're at
the Hyatt,
which will be fun. Love that place. Friday, we're out at Sam Houston Race Park for the first night of quarter horse racing. And then I'll have an appearance after that. So we'll be doing the 50 cent beer. And,
nice.
So I'll be there from 4 until 9. And then Monday, we're broadcasting near the baseball field, right, John?
Yeah, 500 Crawford.
Yeah.
So right outside of left field.
Which would be pretty cool. So lots of cool things coming up. And then the rest of the gang's going to be out at the Houston Open on, what, Thursday?
Wait, yes. Who's going to be at the Astros thing?
All of us.
Yeah, everyone. Hmm. Yeah, we're literally going to be in the part where they're gating the street off, and you can see the entrance to left field.
So we're going to be on the street?
No, it's going to be on like the sidewalk area, but you're going to be able to see left field. You could... It's probably, 50 feet from where we're going to be broadcasting from?
How do you feel about that?
I have to see the setup, because there's going to be a lot of drunk Astros fans wandering right by us.
Exactly.
Remember the show we did at NRG before the Texas Tech and whoever it was?
Yeah, where someone wanted to fight me?
Yeah. Drunk Tech fan wanted to fight you because of something you said to his girl?
No, you said girl wanted her boyfriend to fight me over something I said.
Yeah, that you basically said that Tech is where all the pretty dumb girls go.
Yeah, I stand by that.
You should...
I think that's a proven fact, right? Isn't that every hot girl you went to high school with who wasn't that smart, she went to Tech? Jong, same for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's known. Like, you can't get mad if you're one of the hot dumb girls.
Florida State, Arizona.
There's schools like that. Get mad about it. At least you got a college to go to.
I kind of like the idea of the next one being a dumb, frankly. I've had the worst luck with really smart women.
This one you got now, though, is an earner. That's like,
yeah, she does well.
That's hard to beat.
But somebody on Twitter, what are your thoughts on the Cowboys signing Fleming? I actually like that signing. I think he could start. He can swing for you. I mean, he's I would have liked him for here, although I think he'd be hard-pressed to play left tackle, and I think they're kind of overloaded on guys who are right tackle, potential right tackles, but he's better to me than any of those guys that the Texans have. So,
oh, yeah.
But I do like the signing. They got him relatively cheaply, and you've got some flexibility now with that offensive line.
I don't know if the Texans could have used him at left tackle or if he would have been like effective long term at left tackle, but he would have been better than anything they got currently at left tackle.
Yeah, and even if you put him at right tackle and say, all right, we'll try Henderson or Davenport at left tackle, you still are better.
Yep.
But I think it's a good signing for Dallas.
All right, guys, now is the time to save big on cleaning your carpet, your air ducts, your tile, your upholstery with Dirt-Free Carpet. Right now, they'll clean one room free with any purchase, which means you pay for one room, they'll clean the second one absolutely free. Give them a call at 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. Tell them you heard it here. You'll get that one room of carpet cleaned free with any purchase, and they're going to throw in a free speed dry. It's valued over at $150. This is the best technology in the game, guys. They can clean any surface in your home. They'll clean the interior of your car if that's what you want them to do. Just give them a call. They'll do it. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet. So take two calls, because when you die, I swear I'll be leaving by your side. So you can drag me.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. I think I'll clarify something. I don't care who people are banging as long as it's not like conflict of interest.
Right.
Like if you're banging your press secretary, that's a problem. Yeah. Or if you're banging someone who has undue influence in the White House because you're banging him.
Right.
Then, yeah, I'd have a problem with that. But in reality,
if you're banging a senator or something like that.
Yeah. Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah. Like, you know, if you're hitting it with Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. But otherwise, I mean, I don't care. It's what people do is their business. And
so that's between Sarah Huckabee is off limits.
I think that would be a bad look. Yes.
Huh. She's such a firecracker, though.
Well, I mean,
she reminds me a lot of Ivanka.
Yeah, they're so close. They're so close. I'm surprised that people don't get them confused more often.
Yeah, you know, if they took off their name tags, you'd never know.
713-780-ESPN. Hey, I got to tell you, calling all Owls fans.
Hello, Owl fans.
Rice Baseball takes on crosstown rival Houston on Tuesday, March 27th at 6:30.
Whose house?
Well, it's Rice's. Come out to Reckling Park and take photos with Houston Astros
Owl House
and Rice Baseball Championship trophies. Don't miss this first ever chance to take the photos with the only two baseball championship trophies in Houston. Tickets start as low as $12 for single game ticket information. Call 713-348-OWLS or visit riceowls.com/BSBTIX. There you go. Lance will be joining us at 5:30 today. So
excellent.
We'll be able to see what he thinks of... I'm kind of curious what he thinks of the Texans as the favorites to win the AFC South. That just, you know, I find that bizarre. I really do.
Well, I find it extremely bizarre, but it, for whatever reason, and when we talked to RJ, he's like, I don't understand why you guys are so down on this team. I don't know. For whatever reason, nobody's getting it through their heads that this franchise is an underperforming franchise. That's what they do.
Yeah, I think they have the potential to be pretty good, but there's so many things that have to go right for them that it's hard for me to sit here and say they should be the favorites to win the AFC South.
It's just happened too many times that way more often have they had high expectations and massively underperformed them than had low expectations and overperformed them. It just does. I'd like to see it the other way for once. Like, pick the Texans third, and if they win it, awesome. And if they finish third, all right, fine. But picking the Texans to win the division when they won, four games last year? I mean,
four games, yeah.
Four games in the whole season? I mean, let's be real. This team ain't that good.
Well, I mean, you also have to look at it in context. I mean, they didn't have their quarterback for most of the season. They were a 500 team when they had him. I think they probably were closer to a 500 team than a 4-12 team. But the reality is they also are the ones who kept trying to sell us that Tom Savage could play quarterback.
That's what they sold us at the beginning of the season.
And that was, that was just silly. So,
granted, like I said, Deshaun looks great when he's out there. You don't know what he's going to be. And now he's playing behind what still amounts to a ragtag offensive line. Should be a better offensive line.
But it's still ragtag.
It's still a ragtag offensive
line. I think they've
gone
from 32nd to 29th.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and hopefully they're not done with that yet. But I don't know what you do, whether you make a trade, whether you move up to get a guy or what. But you've got to do something. You're still not done there. I like what they've done in the secondary. I think they should be better back there. And you've got to hope everybody's healthy. But the odds of everybody coming back and playing at the level you're used to them seeing, and by everybody, I mean Watson, Watt, Merciless primarily.
Yeah.
So Tyrann Mathieu in there too. What are the odds all four of those guys come back healthy and perform at the level you're used to seeing? It's almost 0% to me. At least one of them's not. Probably more than one. You know, if I had to bet, I would say Watson and Mathieu would have the best chance to come back and be good because they're younger and, Matthew's only 25 and he played every game last year. But, you know, Watt and Merciless, I think those are real guys to worry about.
Yep.
And then even though you have addressed your offensive line, you still don't have any depth there. What if somebody gets hurt? You're going to be back to the same garbage you had last year. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We haven't had a chance to talk about Bob McNair's latest stuff. I don't know if he's doing fine.
I just don't understand why. I do understand why people keep asking him, because
he'll say something.
He keeps saying something. But, like, what has to happen to Bob McNair for him to be like, okay, I'm just not going to answer questions about this anymore?
I don't think he has it in him. He's always been, when he doesn't talk a lot, but when he does, he's pretty honest. He'll always come out and say what he thinks. And, yeah, I that's good and bad. If you're a reporter, that's good because you know you're going to come out of there with a story. If you're a fan of the team, it's not so good anymore because he's kind of coming off as cranky old man. And I think he's really trying to focus on, you know, what he thinks his fan base wants more so than what his players want.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I've known Bob McNair for a long time. He's very political. He gives a lot of money to politicians running for office. He has a very strong opinion about it. And to me, you know, his point that, oh, well, the field's not a place for politics. Well, that's kind of a political stance you're taking.
Right.
By doing that. And, you know, I get that politics and religion are two things that, frankly, you don't want to deal with unless it's your job to deal with it. But if you're a political person.
Wait, or unless it's. Do you think he ever would stop J.J. Watt or Brian Cushing from praying on the field?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I don't know that.
You think if a white player prayed to Jesus on the field before a game, that Bob McNair would somehow have a problem with that? There's no way.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I think it depends on, because a lot of guys take a knee for prayer after a game. I mean, whole teams do that. If you're doing some other kind of thing, like you're holding up a Jesus nailed to a cross before the game,
that would be a little
odd. Yeah, I mean, I think that's, in his mind, I think that's what we're talking about, not a guy just praying before a game or after a game, because a lot of players do that. White guys, black guys, everybody. But, you know, I think the problem is that he's letting his political beliefs, he's letting them out there, and he's doing the same thing that those guys are doing by protesting. I don't really care whether they protest. I don't care about Bob McNair's political beliefs either.
Well, he's not just doing that, but, like, the Jerry Richardson thing, like, Jerry Richardson, he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar doing things you're not supposed to do. It basically.
Well, that's the worst part of this. Not so much just the anthem thing again.
Right.
We all know how he stood on that.
We know his thoughts on the anthem thing. But, like, there's some point, and we've talked about this with the hashtag MeToo stuff. At some point, even if you like a guy, you got to distance yourself from him and be like, oh, you know, that guy, he's just, that's not what I thought he was. And when a guy's, like, paying off sexual, like, victims of sexual misconduct and throwing around the N-word, you can't really come with, oh, Jerry Richardson's a great guy. I know him. He's a good man. And just because if he said the N-word, I bet it was as a joke. Okay. I mean,
well, he didn't respond to that specifically. He was talking about the accusations by the women, that the same things he said to them.
No.
So.
I've got a quote here. Some of the comments he might have made could have been made jokingly and misunderstood. I'm sure he didn't mean to offend anybody.
No, but that's when he was talking to the woman about wanting to shave her legs is what he was referring to. Yeah, not the N-word. Let's keep this in context. But
no, he did make racial slurs. Jerry Richards has been accused multiple times of racial slurs.
That's not what McNair was addressing. He was addressing specifically the sexual.
I don't care. All I'm saying is, if you're a guy who publicly made racial slurs and someone asks me about you, I can't say, oh, Fred's a great guy. Just because he uses the N-word doesn't mean he's not a great guy. Like, once that's out there, you have to distance yourself, right?
Yeah, but again, that's not what he was referring to in the article.
But he said he was a great guy, right?
Yeah.
Once you're accused of being a racist or a rapist, whatever the case, in the public eye, and then someone says, hey, what do you think about this guy who's an accused rapist and or racist? You can't say he's a great guy. You could say...
Yeah, you know, I'd say I never saw the racist stuff from him, so...
You've never seen Jerry Richardson...
No, I just saw the sexual assault stuff.
Oh, okay.
And basically what he said is... In the SI report, it was noted that Richardson's behavior toward women was treated as a running office joke, and one former employee said it was viewed more of a creepy old man thing than a threat. But for him to suggest it all might be a joke, they say, is McNair being tone deaf, which is another one of those catchphrases that's out there.
That's been a catchphrase.
Yeah, but it's accurate in this case, yeah. I think. You can't defend the guy. That's a case where you can say, hey, look, I've known the guy for a long time. It's really disappointing to hear all this stuff.
Yeah, that's the right thing to say.
Just leave it at that.
That's the right thing to say.
And
like all Bill Cosby's buddies aren't like, yeah, you know, Bill is just, he's a great guy. I don't believe a single word of this. Because at some point it's like, well, it's hard for me to believe that this happened to Bill. I never would have expected it from him. But it's really disappointing to hear that that's happened. That's what you say.
Yeah.
You don't just say, oh, no, that's nonsense. He's a good guy.
I'm sure he was just joking when he said he wanted to shave her legs.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah. So, 713.
I wish I had a laptop to look up all the Jerry Richardson racial slur accusations.
Well, that's what I'm looking up, and I'll look at it on the break because I honestly have not heard that.
Yeah, I don't think it was any time recent, but I do think it's happened before. In fact, I know it's happened before because I read about it today, and it's part of the prep that was on my laptop.
I see.
Non-existent laptop.
guys, let's talk about Texans Can Academies. They change lives every day. They graduate thinkers. They take kids who have dropped out of other schools, and they give them another opportunity. And so many of them go on and do great things. These are good kids, man. Some of them had to get jobs to support their families. Some of them had trouble getting to school. Well, Texas Can Academies works around on that. They get them bus passes so they can get to school. They work around their schedule if that's the case. And so many of them go on to graduate and do great things. And the cool thing about that is you can help. And all they need is a vehicle that you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter whether it's running. Doesn't matter if it's got flood damage. Car, truck, motorcycle, RV, tractor. Doesn't matter. They'll come tow it free of charge. Process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today and tell me heard about it on the Blitz, $50 Visa gift card. And the cool thing is, man, you're doing a great thing. You're getting rid of something you're not using anymore. And you're getting a tax deduction for it. And a lot of the Blitzers have stepped up. You can be the next one to do it. All you have to do is make the call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. You can go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com and get signed up in just a matter of seconds. Right off the car, not the kid.
Wednesday, the Nixonian Friday night.